This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A Lebanese judge leading investigations into Beirut's port blast issued a preliminary arrest warrant Monday against Customs Director General Badri Deher. Deher has been in detention for more than 10 days over the August 4th explosion that killed 177 people, wounded at least 6,500 others, and devastated swaths of the capital. In addition, Lebanon's health minister warned on Monday that hospitals are reaching maximum capacity to treat coronavirus patients after the deadly blast overwhelmed clinics and triggered a spike in COVID-19 cases. On Monday, China slammed Washington for using digital gunboat diplomacy, that's its term, after U.S. President Donald Trump ordered TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance to sell its interest in another app that it bought and merged with TikTok. As tensions soar between the world's two biggest economies, President Trump has claimed TikTok could be used by China to track the locations of federal employees, build dossiers on people for blackmail, and conduct corporate espionage. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is scheduled to speak tonight at the Democrats' virtual convention as the party kicks off 4 days of festivities leading up to the official nomination of Joe Biden as the Democrats' presidential candidate on Thursday. Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump is visiting the states of Minnesota and Wisconsin to deliver his own campaign speeches ahead of the Republicans' virtual convention next week. Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump square off on November 3rd in the presidential election, although many voters are expected to cast their ballots by mail because of the coronavirus pandemic. More on this and other stories at our website, VOA News.